Fabulous in the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golson.
I waited till you took a big old drink of coffee.
Yeah, I watched that.
And then I turned it on.
Give me mid-sip.
Well, it is the Coffee Hour.
It's very appropriate. It's appropriate.
Thursday, July 19th, another international day in the studio.
It's all international today. Well,
coffee, the guests.
Yeah.
It's very international.
I told my husband this morning when I left, I was like, oh, it's going to be a great day on the Coffee Hour. And he's like, don't have too much fun. I can't guarantee that.
Like, it's a great day every day.
Well, that's true too, actually.
So we're heading to South Asia, mm-hmm. Dominican Republic today.
Yeah.
And where's your coffee from?
Zambia.
Zambia. It's been Zambia for a few days now, hasn't it?
No, yesterday was...
Okay, I've lost track.
I think yesterday was the super, super secret Kenyan blend from our super secret in-house roaster.
I wonder if anyone is keeping track of this. Is anyone keeping a record of
I don't know.
Where the coffee comes from?
Maybe.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. CUW.edu. Live uncommon. You can find them on the KFUO website, KFUO.org, in the underwriter section. As promised, going international today, the Reverend Dr. Edward Nauman is serving the Lord in Asia as a missionary. Dr. Nauman, thanks for joining us in studio this morning.
My pleasure to be here.
Surprise, it's an ambush interview. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody loves it when we do that. Hey, guess what? We're going to talk to you on the radio in 10 minutes.
Missionaries come in, come back home for a reconnect to visit with us here at the International Center. Oh, by the way, you get to share your story with everybody on the Coffee Hour.
It's all good.
Yeah, lots of surprises today. I thought you would be in a three-piece suit with a bow tie for some reason. That's just how I envisioned you.
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
It's so disappointing when you meet the voices that you hear on the radio.
Never
you meet, the
meet your heroes.
I didn't say heroes. I just said the voices you hear on the radio. I'm sorry to let you down. A polo today. It's going to be like 90 degrees here in St. Louis.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you wear bow ties, though. Don't you?
I haven't worn one
every
in a
once
while.
In a while.
How about maybe introduce a bow tie Friday or something?
It used to be Tuesdays. Oh. Used to wear bow ties on Tuesdays.
Wasn't that a Concordia thing?
No, it was a local thing here in St. Louis. A local TV personality introduced it and
became
popular.
But, of course.
But we're not here to talk about what I wear. We can talk about what Dr. Nauman wears. Serving the Lord in South Asia. Tell us about your work. How has the Lord called you to serve in South Asia?
Well, I'm actually the LCMS theological educator there. So I'm responsible for providing theological education at all levels from Sunday school to, well, I don't do a lot of Sunday school teaching myself in Tamil, which is the language that the Lutherans are speaking, but overseeing the publication of materials to overseeing a pre-seminary program and making sure that seminarians have a course of studies which makes them have access to ultimately ordination and serving as a pastor in the church.
Okay, that's pretty cool. We talk to a lot of theological educators, but everyone has a little bit of a different story, a different situation that they're teaching in. Was that, how long have you been in the field there in South Asia?
Just a short 2 years.
Okay. And what was your journey to the Reader's Digest version of your journey to this mission field?
Well, my father's was a sort of a missionary in England. So he was a LCMS trained pastor, but then his first parish was actually in Scotland, and that's where I was born. So I was saying earlier, I came over with my parents because I was actually in my mother's womb when they moved to the UK. And then from there, he took a parish in England where I grew up. You can tell I don't have an entirely American accent.
A little bit. A little bit of an accent, yeah.
People say now I sound slightly Sri Lankan. Indeed.
You do. I was noticing that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
I watch a lot of Indian PBS, actual Indian PBS stuff. So I don't know. I'm a bit of an Indian, continental Indian nerd. That's a different, it's a very different program.
I love the accent. I love it. So growing up in mostly in England then, and missionary life was a part of what was your family life, right? In a sense?
Yeah, well, I was able to see what it was like for my parents living in England as Americans, and then for me also identifying as an American in England, and then gradually picking up a sort of English identity for myself, but only over a long time after living there. So then after my parents moved back to the USA, then for graduate school, I moved to the USA. Then I was an Englishman in the USA. And then finally, you know, it sort of made sense that, well, I didn't really have a home in England anymore because I was American and I didn't really fit in America entirely because I still had that British background. So why not just move to an entirely different continent?
In the words of some fellow missionaries, I believe that their children said they go back to the land of their passports. Mm-hmm. Because they had lived in so many other places, they weren't sure that this was home, that the U.S. was home either. So they go to the land of their passports.
Yeah. Which passport?
That is a good question.
Good question. So the Lord has brought you to South Asia, serving as a theological educator. What else can you share with us about the work that you're doing as a theological educator?
Well, it's tough. It's a difficult situation in a number of ways, but there are many blessings also. Definitely, I'd say that one of the top challenges is the language barrier. So I'm speaking in English and they're sort of understanding a little bit of English, but mostly they need things translated in a Tamil. So for lecturing, I use a Tamil translator who does a great job. Mr. Nathan, if he's listening, probably not, but maybe on a different time zone. He does a great job for us as a LCMS employee. And then for literature also, we're having to have things translated into Tamil, and we've got new Tamil publication series with plans for fresh publication of the Catechism and Book of Concord, and especially the Augsburg Confession, which has been one of the emphases of my time there.
Outstanding. Now, you're not alone in this. You have a family with you as well?
Absolutely, an ever-growing family. I'm pleased to say God's blessed us very greatly with five beautiful children and one on the way.
Congratulations. What has adopting a new life in South Asia been like? You were in Scotland, you were in England, the U.S., now life in South Asia. What has it been like adopting this new life, new culture for you, for your family?
It has been a big change, and actually you don't notice how big a change it is until you come back, because when you go over there, you're in survival mode, and you just think, okay, we need to eat today. Where are we going to eat, and where are the kids going to actually chew something, and it's not too spicy, and they're going to not complain too much? So when you first get there, it's survival mode, and then gradually you get used to, okay, I'm going to have rice and curry four or five times a week, and we'll have a special treat of Pizza Hut once a week or something like that. And then you come back and you realize, I haven't had good cheese in 2 years. So, I mean, I went to Schnucks, that grocery store around the corner from the seminary, and I just got stuck in the cheese aisle for 10 minutes. I was just looking at all the cheeses. I couldn't believe it.
That's called Thursday for me. So.
Andy's weekly cheese shopping trip.
I love a good cheese. I don't know if I could live in a part of the world where there is no cheese.
It is difficult.
That would be
a cross we bear.
Have you found things that you do like?
Absolutely, yeah. We do. We love the curry there, and they make everything with coconut oil and coconut milk and shredded coconut in everything. So if you don't like coconut, you know, that's like going gluten-free. It is a difficult life, but...
Don't visit the Naumanns if you don't like coconut.
Yeah, some people don't. One of my kids doesn't like. I can't never remember which, but so we just feed them all the same, and if they don't eat it, that's their loss.
Well, the coconut is like, that's local. I mean, that's
it grows
the fresh
everywhere.
Stuff. Yeah, that would be good. Speaking of the kids, how are they adapting? What do they do with their time?
The kids are doing well. The oldest three are actually in school, so they go to a nice British international school. And that wasn't intentional. It just happened to be the best value for money and the best education that was around a close by school in Colombo. And we said, this is a good fit. They had small class sizes, a very family-friendly, family kind of feel to the school with the teachers being very friendly. And so we love that school. And the younger two, soon to be younger three, are at home with Monica, my wife. And she does a great job looking out after the household while I run around at work.
Tell me about what life has been like for Monica adopting this new lifestyle. I think the question or the topic that comes up most commonly in our conversations with missionaries is finding the market, the store.
Shop?
How do you shop for groceries? Those types of things. We only have just about a minute and a half left.
Right. Well,
the important things.
This was really difficult to begin with, because if you try and take five children to a grocery store in South Asia, I mean, it's not just the matter of, you know, carrying everything back in grocery bags and making sure that children don't run in front of a bus. But also people are looking at you, you're celebrities in the area, everyone wants to come and pinch the cheeks of the children and hold them. And so it's really crazy. So we discovered online shopping in Sri Lanka. Mm. And for about 200 or 300 rupees, like $2, they will deliver to our door. So as soon as we found that, we were, you know, we knew we had found the manner of shopping which would lead us into the future.
They must be Americans. They shop online. Is that pretty common, or is this kind of a unique thing to be able to buy groceries online?
That is a service provided by a big grocery store. You can get cheaper fruits and veg and rice at a local market. So I think that's where a lot of people will go to just save the pennies. But for us, it's definitely worth it to save the trip to the grocery store.
And I'm sure as time goes on, you'll connect with more of the local markets as well as opportunities.
Yeah, we love going to that's where you get the best fish.
Right.
You can get prawns the size of your head. I mean, huge prawns.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah, the seafood is great there.
Oh, yeah.
How can we follow your story? How can we stay on top of the mission and the work that the Lord has you doing in South Asia?
Well, I actually do have a Facebook group. Is it a group or a page? I can never remember. It's called Nauman's in South Asia. And so I'll post some pictures and updates and videos sometimes. Sometimes a quotation in Tamil, if you're keeping up on your Tamil. And that's probably the best way. And we have a newsletter group. I think the LCMS website has a page too.
Sure. lcms.org/Nauman.
We'll put those links in the
All right.
Program
we'll share
notes.
Those yeah. with the program notes. The Reverend Dr. Edward Nauman, serving the Lord in South Asia. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we head to the Dominican Republic.
Yes, we do.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.